The Malaysian-led investigation into the loss of Flight 370 has not yet ruled out a variety of possible causes, including pilot suicide, mechanical problems, and terrorism. Some aviation analysts say the circumstances of the plane's disappearance could give terrorist ideas about how to make other planes vanish, but other analysts downplay that concern. One of them is Hillel Abachai, an aviation terror analyst and researcher at Israel's International Institute for Counterterrorism. Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin spoke with him and asked whether he thinks terrorism played a role in Flight 370.
Well, in this particular case, it doesn't seem to be a terrorist attack. I think it's rather a decision of the pilot or someone on board who decided to crash the aircraft, because all the signs show that it wasn't blown in the air, which usually happens if someone puts a bomb on board, like a terrorism attack. If it was blown at mid-air, as usually terrorists would like to do, we could have found the wreckage already.
What do you think are the similarities and differences between this incident and past cases of terrorism in the sky, such as on 9/11?
Well, first of all, usually the modern terrorists groups, most of them with their ultra-religious affiliation, don't hijack the aircraft in order to negotiate for the passengers. They would like to use the aircraft as a flying bomb, as we saw at 9/11. We know that some of the very extremist terrorist group have the capabilities of loading the aircraft with explosives with a purpose to crash it into strategic targets. It wasn't the case here. The aircraft wasn't exploded at mid-air, because if it was, we could have seen the wreckage. So, as I've said before, I don't think it has to do with a terrorist attack. Now, another thing that should be emphasized, after 9/11, security measures were taken. Don't say that the security standards on board the Malaysian aircraft or similar to the security standard what we see in American Airlines or in the Israeli airline, but certainly something has changed. So with the chances that someone will hijack the aircraft as a terrorist, I don't think that this is the case right now.
Well, whatever the motive for the deliberate diversion and disappearance of this plane, what do you think that terrorists now have learned from this incident that they didn't know before about how to perpetrate an attack?
Well, I think that the terrorists today are very sophisticated. If we take the 9/11 hijackers, they learn how to fly an aircraft, a Boeing aircraft. They are more highly sophisticated than we saw in the early 60s and 70s. So I don't think they can learn something new from this incident, but I think we can learn that aircraft is still a very preferred target for terrorists. It was before the 9/11 and certainly after it. Now, because of the security standards, we didn't see many incidents or attempts to target aircraft, but these efforts continue. So if you ask me, I don't think the terrorists have learned anything from this incident. What they want to know, they knew even before this incident. They might have learned from 9/11, that's for sure. Terrorists who would like to fly an aircraft, they go and learn how to fly an aircraft. It's not something that it's unreachable today.
Is there any evidence that terrorists are talking about this case?
No, I don't think so, but I think the authorities and the countries will have to learn a lesson from this incident, and the major lesson is that they should cooperate between the countries, because what happened here, as the pilot gave the message to the Kuala Lumpur airspace controls, then he had to switch to another control area, and this is exactly the time where he switched off the transporter. So if you ask me, we, the authorities, the country, the airlines, should learn from this incident that constant communication should be maintained during flight.
Do you have any specific examples or suggestions of how technology should be changed or upgraded in response to this?
Yes, of course. One of the major steps that should be taken is the implemented system which exists that transmits the signals from the aircraft via satellites. And this maintains constant communication with the aircraft. This technology exists, but because of probably economic issues, it wasn't implemented in all the airlines. So what happens today that the pilot transmits or sends them messages every few minutes. But now we have a system that actually sends a sign from the aircraft to the satellite in a constant, the pilot doesn't have to do anything about it. It comes automatically. So the technology exists, and that's what they should implement. This will avoid such incidents to happen again.
That was Hillel Abachai, an aviation terror analyst and researcher at the International Institute for Counterterrorism, and Herzliya Israel speaking with Michael Lippin.